Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to start off with the aftermath with a shout out right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll kick off the topic then. We're going to be talking about what turns you on, what turns you off. Ooh. So Morning Mess is all here. Joey, Anish, Gina, hello, and Carla. So I'm shouting out my sisters because I had a very quickly thrown together wedding. And I gave no thought to after the wedding and how that should go down. And I mean, obviously, there's usually a lot of intimacy between you and your brand new spouse. My sister, I believe it was both of my younger sisters and one of their good friends, went to a sex shop, bought a bunch of rose petals, bought a bunch of toys, and laid everything out in our bedroom. And I had no idea. And afterwards, at the end of the night, everyone goes home, and I walk into the bedroom, and there's all these things on the bed, and there's all these rose petals in the shape of a heart. And I was like, what is this? And Bryce is like, yeah, they told me they did it. I was like, isn't that cool? Like, that's so cool. So, like, I thought that was super cool. Shouts out to you guys for looking out for our sexual fun on the night of our wedding, because that was so far from my mind, just trying to get everything together in 30 days.
The next day, do they go to you and like, how was it?
So I hit him up. Yeah. I was like, that was so cool, guys. Like, we still have some of the items they gave us because now it's like a little momentum from the wedding night.
Plus, you can use it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like little blindfolds. There's a heart-shaped whip they got us. Some lubes. I think there's something that you can put on sensitive areas to make it tingle, like your nipples, and it's flavored. So there's some of that.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I want
it was good
that.
Times.
All your sisters are in relationships?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Oh, they got Bryce this sock thing that he wears, and it makes it look like his little manhood is wearing a tux.
Oh, yeah.
But shout out to my man because it didn't fit him because it was too small.
Oh,
so he's never been able to wear it, but that was hilarious. I was like, okay, that I see you guys. That's cool. That's funny.
That's awesome. Got the awesome sisters ever.
I know. I love my family.
That's dope. Off the air, we're talking about how you get sexy, how you feel sexy, and turn on and turn offs. Our podcast, we feel like we get the most response when we are, you know, lose our inhibitions and talk about sex. So we're going to keep talking about it. Again, it's not safe for work. Young ears, turn off. If my son happens to be on there, JoJo, get the hell off this real quick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to tell you how your mama like it.
That's gosh.
Oh, my God.
So turn on and turn off. See, it's very simple. Me and Gina had this dialogue and talk on how, if you're in a long-term relationship, how it changes from day one to day two to month one to year two. It just changes. So with me and Amber, I'll tell you really quick, really easy, the turn off. When Amber, and we and her, we know we probably have a half hour time limit before one of the kids is going to knock on the door because they want to come in the room and sleep with us.
It's
and
true.
Sometimes, what we really say, we probably got 15 minutes. It's just crazy having so many kids. When Amber is undressing herself and she's talking about the kid's day.
Ooh.
And she's literally in front of the bed and I'm just like, I'm ready. I'm like, let's go. And she's like taking off her shirt. It's like, oh, can you believe JoJo's a freshman? And oh my
Are
God,
you
how
serious?
Cute. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, yeah, my dick is soft at this point. Like, can you stop talking about JoJo?
Wait, seriously.
So I totally get where you're coming from because I will actively make sure not to do that. And I think we may have talked about this off air between Anish, Carla, and myself. Conversations during sex, if they happen, if they don't. And I won't, but those thoughts will come into my head. So I totally get where Amber's coming from, but she's just kind of having that word vomit moment.
Yep.
You know what I
hate
mean?
It.
And but
don't
I understand why.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I don't do it because I feel like it will kill the mood.
It kills the mood. So quicker for a man too. Because ladies, you really have to have your man to that point to get it in if you got 15 minutes. Ladies, you could, you know, you can do some oral and get you there.
Little
guys, you have to be there ready because if you got 10, 15 minutes, I don't want to hear about
time.
JoJo's freshman year and how he really liked the lunch that you packed
today. Oh, like,
and I'm like, what are you? Oh, my God. Did you see Gia's diaper? What did you feed her? And I'm like, Are you talking about Gia's shit right now?
Like, oh,
see,
no.
I'm all for like conversation. I actually like think that can go really well, but kids, no.
No. Turn off.
That,
yeah.
No.
No, I get it.
Turn off. Turn on, easy. Breathing. I mean, if my lady's ready to go, I'm ready to go at any time.
You know what? It's so funny you say that because, so for me, the turn off, again, I've been with Bryce for 6 years now. I'm turned off if he just comes to me like and tries to immediately go for it. I'm like, can you try to at least warm me up a little bit? But it's funny because you're just like, and we have the same thing. We got Maeve. There's a time limit. It's time to go. We mm-hmm. got our moment. But I can't stand it if he just comes up to me and he's instantly touching all up over me. I'm like, maybe a little shoulder rub first, maybe a little kiss, maybe like a I love you moment. I need that now, and I didn't before, so I think it's hard for him because he's just like, what is wrong with you?
Literally,
I was like,
hard
I
for
just,
him.
Hello. I don't like
oh my
this.
God.
He's like, let's just go, girl. Right?
No,
I'm just like, how about not? Like,
I got this tuxedo on my dick. Let's go.
Oh my God. But wait, that's so real because, okay, so my experience is a lot of it is very like quick turnaround, like, and I think that that's pretty common for gay men. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. That there's this thing with hookup culture that, yes, it's supposed to be kind of like a hit it and quit it situation, but there is literally probably like 90, 95% of my sexual experiences have been all of a sudden, like, the guy will just, like, I can see the look on his face change. And then all of a sudden, he's just like, let's go! And will just jump right on me and just try to start, like, getting it in. And I'm like, can you, like, take a moment?
Can we have a moment?
Especially if I'm bottoming. And there's also been times where, like, I've bottomed and it's just been like, let's just rush right into that situation. And we kind of talked about that before. And that attitude is just so gross to me. It turns me off completely.
Yes.
I don't want to rush. We don't have kids. Why are we rushing?
Oh, yeah. That's a great point.
I don't have a child to be concerned about. I live by myself.
So
why
you
want to
be a little bit romance and a little bit nibble on the neck and...
Oh, that's another turnoff for me, actually.
Oh,
a lot
really?
Of the biting... I am not here for biting.
Okay. Mm.
So if we want to go all the way there, like, nipple play is a big thing with gay men. I don't know if that's a thing
it's
for...
It's not with straight men. A lot of them feel weird about it. But one time I sucked on a guy's nipple and his dick got hard, so I don't know.
See?
Really good!
Now it depends on the guy if they're comfortable.
Nipple play can be really amazing, but for the longest time I didn't like it. Oh my God, wait. I was really turned off by it for the longest time because I had a boyfriend, you know, Donkey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So like one time he told me like we were having sex and he was talking and he literally said he'd just like suck on my titties and I was like
you've never heard that before.
That's
in your life.
Hilarious.
I literally was like, what?
Do you have something to tell me?
He said it again. He was like, suck on my titties. So anyway, so I was turned off by it for a little while. And the most part because like a lot of the nipple play that like I've experienced like on the receiving end of it was like biting. And I would always be like, what are you doing? Well, and I didn't know.
Now, after having breastfed, I am so... It's not near as sensitive as it was because you literally have a child latched to you to feed.
Right.
And Bryce likes, not biting, but he's always wanted to try clamps. And before, I was like, hell no. You are not clamping. Yes. You are not clamping my nipple. Ouch. And now I'm like, don't matter. Clamp away. I feel nothing. You want to clap? It's fine with me.
Gina over there getting jump started like a car.
Oh my God.
I'm still not turned on.
That's crazy.
But again, it turns him on.
Yes.
So sometimes you gotta, you know, give
compromise.
Your person like compromise.
Totally.
Like, it doesn't turn me on, but if it turns you on,
then
okay.
I'll compromise.
Right.
I've done a little bit of that, but going to what you were saying, Carla, it was actually a straight guy. Like, we were at the bar and we were wasted, and he was celebrating like his 23rd, 24th birthday. He was like blackout wasted, and he just looked right at my chest. This was actually like Cobra. This happened pretty recently too.
Oh.
He just went right in, and like I'm wearing a shirt, and he just started like licking, like he went circular motions with his tongue around like my nipple area.
Oh my God!
Like, just I know the guy. Like, it's not like it's completely off. And there's this kind of
wait,
like...
Wait, I'm confused. He's straight?
He's 100% straight. 100%,
but he was just drunk
that.
Doing
not, like,
it? Yeah.
At all? Like, maybe by curious?
Maybe bi?
Maybe. I don't know about your experiences with straight men, but, like, a lot of straight men that I've known love to joke around with kind of doing, like, light
that's
diet
true.
Gay stuff.
Yeah, I've done that.
You know what I mean?
Diet
yeah.
gay?
It's diet gay.
Diet gay?
Diet gay? Yeah.
It's like Diet Coke,
that's
but it's
awesome.
Diet
it's like sugar-free gay shit that they're doing.
I've partaken.
Yeah.
Diet gay?
I think it's harmless, just
I
great.
See it. I think it's cute as hell.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. I don't think it has anything to do with your sexuality. Those are two different things. You're just joking around. Whatever. I'm
I played
enjoying.
Gay chicken before. Have you heard about gay chicken?
Tell
what
me.
Is that? When two guys are going to each other with their lips puckered.
Oh.
And to see who flinches the other way.
Oh, I would love to play with a bunch of straight boys. That would be
well,
fabulous.
Well, I had a producer at another radio station. He was the champion of gay chicken.
What?
Straight guy. He will not move. If you're coming at him, your guy, he's coming straight at you.
I don't like.
He doesn't
see,
care.
Then
he
I
does
don't not have care. Fun anymore because I like it when straight guys get really like uncomfortable. And I can see the
you
look
can't
on
give
them.
Them. You can't get them uncomfortable.
It's
you can't diet gay. That's a great term.
I yes, like that.
But diet gay. I'm gonna finish my thing up real quick here. As I learned for the first time from a straight guy that I actually really like nipple play, but it was that circular that go clockwise baby with your tongue. Let's
okay.
go.
Gentle
Let's go.
Nipple
make
play.
Make a tornado with it. Let's do like it.
Well, I mean, I have really small boobs, so like they're really sensitive. So I don't think I'd be down for like clamps or anything, like because I'm really not into.
Totally get it.
I'm really not into the aggressive stuff. Like yeah. that, nothing will turn me off easier or faster than you trying to choke me in the middle of sex. Don't fucking choke me. Mm-hmm. Don't pull my hair. I have extensions that I paid a lot of money to get in there
okay.
for. Okay. Okay. I'll have you know the president already pulled two out. I'm pissed.
Oh my god.
Wait, do you stop him in the middle like don't do that
yes.
or at the end?
No, yeah. I know I stop. I at first I didn't want to, but like now I'm just like don't fucking do that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't like when you play with my ear. Ugh, don't play with my
really?
Ears. But I like playing with guys' ears. Is that weird?
Really? You like to play with what?
With guys' ears.
Ears.
And then, like, I don't like it rough at all. Like, okay. I'm really into, like, aw, be more sweet and sensual. But then it gets to one point where I'm like, spank the shit out of me. So
yeah,
I'm, like,
it's a progression.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then with, like, foreplay, when I was in college, I didn't want any, like, type of take it slow. I just wanted to get into it. Like, there was times where guys will come over and I'll look at them and I'll be like, you're here to fuck, so let's get it started. And they'd be like, oh my god. And I'd be like,
that
yeah.
would be a hella turn on.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, goals.
But now I'm like, oh no, wait, kiss me.
Right.
Be sweet to me. And like, that's one thing that I really do like about the president is he's like super into like, what do you like? I want you
getting
to feel
you
good. This is about you. I want
giver.
You to come first. Yes, and I'm just like, hell yeah. Brother.
Shocker, because that it's crazy because that's how it always should be, but mm-hmm. that's not always how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Some people, I think a lot of people are giver or takers. I'm a giver. I get turned on by turning on my person. That gets me off.
Okay, that's how I feel that he is.
Yeah.
I'm a taker.
Yeah, and that's all right.
I'm lazy. Some,
and if he's a giver, you're a taker.
No,
perfect.
And see, that works well, because if you have two givers or two takers, it's really not going to work.
No.
So that's an ideal situation.
Then all of a sudden, you're like, what do you want? What do you want? What
right.
do you want? Whatever you want. What do you
right.
want? Oh, my God.
Do you
want
to change positions? I don't know. Do you want to change positions?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
See, Bryce is a giver, and sometimes I can be a taker, but sometimes I'm not, and I think that kind of frustrates him sometimes, because he'll ask, and I'm like, no, I'm honestly, like, I'll take care of you, and I'm tired, and I'm going to go to bed, because it's like 10:30 at night, and I'm waking up at 3:30 in the morning, and he gets a little bummed out by it because he really does like that part of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. And sometimes he's like, are you just not turned on by me? Like, what's Aww. Going on? I'm like, it's really not that. I promise. It's just for me. I'm going to prioritize the sleep over sex because that's me. And I understand that that's not you. And that's where the relationship comes into play.
Exactly.
That's where it's like, you got to do things for your person. Like, he loves like sloppy makeouts, and I think they're so gross. But I'll indulge him every now and again. You can tickle my urethra with your stupid tongue. It's so gross, so gross. But he likes it. So every once in a while, I'm like, okay, fine.
We'll make
fine.
Out. God forbid.
No, I make out, but I'm not like a. Right. And even tongue's okay, but he's just like a. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no,
like,
it's
really
too much.
Oh my God.
I know, it's a lot.
But even then, like, there's turn ons and turn offs with making out, too, don't you think? Like,
no, there is, because Amber's the same way. She's not. And we talked about this. Amber was an adopted child, only child. She's not really affectionate. She doesn't like, you know, affection
PDA.
In public, PDA at all. Amber's a real. Like, when we dated, I had to grab her hand just to walk with her.
Aww.
She's, like, so not affectionate. It drives me crazy. So I've had that conversation with Bryce to my wife. Like, man, you're just not attracted to me anymore.
Right.
And then it would get into those nights where you're both drunk and you say things you didn't mean, but then a drunken mouth speaks sober thoughts. And you try to tell that person, like, what? This is why people cheat on each other.
Oh,
like, why don't you? And then it just, like, okay.
Escalates.
It escalates.
Yeah.
But people are different to where, Amber is not a PDA affectionate person.
I am not either.
I like to hold hands and stuff. It's just really just like that, all that tongue.
That can be a lot. But I've become more and more frustrated with the guys like in the past few years because of them being so afraid of something potentially happening because we're two men. Like, I was dating a guy who was on TV. Like they're afraid of getting, like, gay bashed or something like that. That's where the mind immediately goes.
For PDA specifically. God, that's, like,
some
crazy.
Like, I understand it, but then there's parts of me that's just like, but this is stupid. Like, we're in a gay club. Like, what?
Okay, that's...
Well, you
that's ridiculous. I can understand walking with a guy hand in hand at Westgate, and he tells you before that I'm scared of getting gay bash. I see the TV.
Really?
I can understand him being honest with you, being afraid of a gay club?
That's dumb.
That's weird.
Oh my God. So this was the other thing. I'm not going to say who this person is, but he was very openly homosexual and on a national television show. And he was probably the biggest person that was giving me the problem with like PDA and stuff. Like, I would like lean in on him at restaurants. He'd be like, bro, stop it. And I was like, first, bro.
It's boo.
Yeah.
My name is Boo.
Yeah, bitch. What the hell?
That's sad, though.
It is sad, but at the same time, I'm like, you're doing the splits on national television. Yeah. So, like, what are you so afraid of? Like, people were coming up and they recognized him.
That's tough.
For his role on TV. So, like, I'm in this weird place right now where, like, I am at this point where, like, I am so comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm so far away in my life from, like, the time where I wasn't comfortable with who I am that sometimes I'll just be like, oh, my God, can you catch up? Like, for real, if we hold our hands with each other, it's not going to be the end of the world. Like, yes, there are things that happen, but, like, I don't know. It's like, don't you want to take the risk? Like,
you'd rather live your life freely than worry about that.
Yeah.
And that's understandable, too. I definitely see your point.
I think that's also, like, a conversation we had. Then maybe you need to date someone that's also that comfortable, and you just need to completely forget about anyone who isn't, because they're not on your level, not on your level of comfort. And if that's going to be a problem, like, throw that shit out. Like, there's
throw
no point.
D. Yeah.
There's no point in that.
That's weird. That's crazy.
You're probably right.
A footnote to that, I had that conversation with Amber that you guys were helping. Here's the thing with the mess here, myself and Anish and Gina and Carla, we've become friends off the show. So I confide in the show about situations, whether it's parenting or my relationship. I talked to Amber about the whole vacationing thing.
Yeah.
It got really serious.
Yeah.
And I told her, I'm like, listen, we have a serious, and it wasn't a fight.
Wasn't heated.
It was, I had to sit her down because I felt like I was suppressing it. And I, because of all the travels, went to, you know, Chicago, LA, we're going as a show just to hang out. Everyone's asking why we're going. I was like, yeah, we're just bonding. We're hanging out. It's friends.
Right.
And I told her, I was like, I'm having issues and I'd rather talk about it than it suppress and get boiled up until I'm pissed off. So let's talk about this. I talked about how I've been trying to get my wife to go on a vacation with me. Just us. No kids. And Anisha's noticed it. I think you guys even heard her. Every time I bring something up, there's always an excuse. Well, maybe after football season, after JoJo. What do we do with the babies? Or if I say Flagstaff, she's like, well, why Flagstaff? Maybe we should go to Sedona. It's never just wanting to be with me. It doesn't matter. We can fucking go to the Tonopah fucking night. It doesn't even matter. As long as we're together. Cave Creek.
Shit.
Any shit. Motel 6 in Glendale. Like,
why not?
I just want to spend time with my wife alone. And I told her, I was like, I tell you this because I feel like it's building up. And I'm learning the past couple years, I can't let shit build up. When I let it build up, that's when you explode like a volcano. It's just like baby steps, like get it out there. So I told her and she didn't get it. She's like, I don't do that. I'm not trying to make you feel that way. I was like, I know you're not trying, like, but you are.
Right.
You are making me feel this way. So I'm explaining to you, this is how I feel. Where have we gotten to where we can't just be together alone? Like, what's it going to take for me to convince you that this is the way I feel? Mm-hmm. It's not right. And how do we get to the point where you're asking me to go away for a weekend and you've organized to get a babysitter because you're damn getting a babysitter for JoJo's game so the little kids ain't running in the bleachers on the drop of a dime? Like, this is important. Have you guys ever been in that situation to where you've become, and I use it as you become roommates. You're with your person and you just become roommates. We're like, because this happened in my last marriage. We became roommates. We loved each other. She did her thing. I did my thing. And then after like 6 months, we realized like, we're really shouldn't be married anymore. We're living two different lives.
Yeah.
You have your friends, I have my friends. And I told Amber, I told her about this. What are we going to do to make this different than my last marriage? Because it got really serious.
Yeah.
Have you ever been like that, Gina?
Absolutely.
You guys been in a long-time relationship?
Yes. Yes, I have. Somewhat recently, too. And my God, just be patient. It took me so many times bringing this up with Bryce before anything changed. So many times. And I will say, I'll pat myself on the back. I'm usually pretty good at bringing up something that's bothering me. It's not something that's hard for me to do, and I can bring it up on a very neutral level because I've understand in my life that that's where you're going to get the best results. So when I do have a serious problem with Bryce, I'll bring it up in a serious manner. I'm not going to scream and yell. I don't want you to think this is theatrics and that we're
right.
just emotional. You need to know it's serious. And one of them was, we never went on dates anymore.
Right.
He never took me out on dates. And this was somewhat, even at the start of this year and having this, I think the boiling point was having Maeve. Because even before that, we really weren't going out on dates. Everything was half-assed. Everything was last minute. And it was, well, we just went out and got a burger at McDonald's. And I'm like, that's not what I want. I want to feel like you planned something out. I was like, remember when you took me to House of Tricks and when we were just dating and that was so nice and out of nowhere? Remember when I told you I had a really stressful day when I first started radio and I was a producer and that shit's fucking hard? And you said, you know what? Let's go get what Yoshi's or something like that. It's just those little things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be grand.
Absolutely.
Yoshi's is not grand, but you read my temperature of how stressed I was, and you put in an effort to make that better.
So
and that's
what's the turning point to where Bryce figured it out, like, shit, I'm fucking up. I better save my marriage, or I better...
Well, it took a lot of effort from both of us because he, in turn, so it was a domino effect in our relationship. Because I wasn't getting what I wanted, I never wanted to have sex with him. I wasn't turned on.
Work.
I wasn't sexually interested because
right.
I feel like you're not interested
right.
in me emotionally.
Right, right.
And so a lot of it was a little bit of a give and take. I would try to give a lot more in that regards and hope that he would reciprocate. And sometimes he would, and then things would get better. And sometimes he'd backslide, and then I would backslide. And we're now finally at a point where I feel like we both understand how much that other person needs. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, because you didn't go out to eat a lot, but now he knows that's my thing. Mm-hmm. And he's much better about if I tell him, like the other day, I really wanted a fucking cookie, I'm pregnant. He goes, go get one, you deserve it. And he's usually not like that because he's so frugal.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's like those things where it's like, care about me emotionally. If
now
I
he
want
goes
the
buy
fucking,
you the cookie?
Right, if I want the $2 cookie, let me get the $2 cookie without chewing my ear off about how I wasted $2. So we're just learning as a couple what matters and how to understand each other. So it's a learning process. Why I said be patient. It took me like a year to get through this with Bryce. But
I don't think I have a year.
It's great.
Well,
it's great.
Well, I mean, I would imagine, though, it's like it's an ongoing thing, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
and it will be forever.
To be that way.
It
well,
will
for me, and,
we,
and you've seen
it,
and you've been Amber, and she absolutely loves, she loves the whole show. Like, Amber finally loves the whole show because that's been an issue. And you know, when you're in a relationship, your partner, and you will soon find out, Carla, your partner is involved with the show as well, and they have a vested interest, and
yeah.
we have a vested interest in your person. But you've seen this. It's been a long time with Amber. Like, that's interesting you say that. It's almost like, well, if you're not going to do this, I'm not going to do this.
And that's how you feel. That's
and I don't even know
what
to take away from Amber. I just like, yeah. like, well, if you don't want to go away with me, I'm going to, what?
Yeah.
What do I do? What do I like?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's because Amber has just invested herself so deeply into being a mother that
Absolutely.
It's like her identity
yeah.
where it's almost like if she doesn't have the kid, she just doesn't even know what the hell to do?
Absolutely. No,
mm-hmm.
you've hit it on the nail, and I told her that. And I was like, but you can't. I understand your kids are your priority, and I'm all right being the back burner. I'm okay with that. I'm off the stove at this point.
Right.
Take care of your man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sorry.
I'm in, you know, that little thing under the oven that no one uses to put pans in? I'm in there.
Oh my God!
Like,
stop.
It's just what Gina says. If you just said, hey, I'm taking you out to fucking get a Beyond Burger at Carl's Jr.
The initiative.
Yeah.
It's just
right.
something simple like that will go a long way than me having to plan everything. But as soon as JoJo has a football game, the kids always run to the bleachers. I'm going to find a babysitter to watch them. Like,
so you know
you
she has
that?
The capacity, and that's
yes.
even
exactly.
more frustrating
that's
to witness.
That's the frustrating
right.
thing. And I guess you're
yeah.
answering my question. It's like, okay, what do I tell her? Well, if you don't do this,
and I don't even...
It's like, we're getting divorced. We're not going to work out.
I don't even know if that's the right answer. Exactly. I don't know if that's the right answer. That's just what naturally happened.
Right, right. No, but it makes sense.
I love that you said that.
Because I don't, I wasn't intentionally doing it, and then it would really frustrate him. He's such a sexual person. It drove him nuts. Yeah. He goes, I need this. You don't understand.
Right.
And I'm like, but I need this. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't something that I consciously did. So I don't know if it's the right answer, really.
Do I help shut down every Starbucks in Phoenix that way?
So stupid.
I tell Amber, no more Starbucks.
It's tough because, like, you're talking about this, and I'm just speaking about this as, like friend to friend right now. But, like, you guys just went to Disneyland, too. Like, that's something that immediately comes to my mind where it's like, well...
And you did that for her, too, damn near.
Oh, absolutely. Like, now, when I get hit up by Disneyland, I get hit up 2 or 3 times a year. This last time, and I even told, like, I really, like, can you send Gina? Gina's never been to the show. Can you please send Gina to it? Whether you're pregnant or not, I want you to go.
Right.
But I know we're probably going to do a broadcast, and that's going to be way more fun. But they're like, no, they're requesting you. And my thing is, like, this takes a lot of time out of my week with all my other ventures.
Uh-huh.
I got so many ventures. And, you know, I can't do clubs. I can't do all this stuff I have to do home. But... yeah, that is totally for Amber and the kids.
Well, and not only that, but beforehand, I came across a shirt, and I was like, this is kind of cute. Makes me think of Amber. And you said, send me the link. It'll be perfect for Disney. So you were trying to... you already had the Disney trip. You had the tickets. You had the fun. And you were still trying to find those extra elements to make it special for her. And I just feel like you're wanting that reciprocated in
Absolutely.
Your way. Yeah. And your way is... time with Amber alone.
That's all it
kids.
Is. And it's kind of like at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, man, I'm really just wanting you to be with your husband at that point. It got really frustrating, but I think it is. She's such a great mom. She's such a great fucking mom. Like, she's so great with all the kids. It's just to get to the point. I hope people listening to the podcast can relate where you just become roommates or you become not part of that priority. And then my mind just starts wandering. And I've been there before to my player days.
Oh my God.
To my days where I don't want to be in a relationship, to like, I just can't wait to go out with my friends to LA this weekend. And I let her know that. Mm-hmm. I'm very like Gina. I think me and Gina are very much the same. Like, I communicate, even if it hurts you, I'd rather you know exactly how I feel and say what I feel than you like, well, why did you do this? Or why? Well, I told you this was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to getting away. I'm looking away. We're going to Vegas in a month.
I would love to
invite Amber,
month,
but I'm afraid she's going to say no. And I don't want to be pissed off. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn the fuck up in Vegas when I go.
Yeah. Do you think that sometimes when you're trying to get away, it's almost because you wish that she would miss you?
Maybe, because we do miss each other when we're away. Like, I just, after, if I'm gone 3 days, I wish I was only gone for 2.
Some of that time apart is so important.
It's
though.
So important.
Oh my God.
But I've been telling her, and I'm not trying to paint Amber as a bad person at all.
Right.
At all,
because
I love
not.
Her. But I tell her, you go away with your girlfriends. I'll stay home with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, you need time away from the kids. I think she's just addicted to being with the kids at all time. And I think,
she's
Carly,
low-key.
You said it. I don't think she feels...
like herself without them. And I think that also has a lot to do with the fact that she wants to keep having kids because this is who she is now.
Right.
She wants to keep being a mother. So I think it all kind of ties into it. And I mean, I'm glad that you're having conversations with her about it, because I do think that it's important for you guys to have your dating time, just because at one point... and I'm telling you this from what I see with my parents right now, which, is going to be another podcast soon. The kids aren't always going to be in the house.
Right.
At one point, you're going to be alone again.
And
you don't want to confuse yourself.
The empty nest will happen.
Oh, my God. That scares the hell out of Amber. Empty nest. You say emptiness to Amber. She's like, oh, my God. I think, you're going to
be stuck.
But
it shouldn't be sad. Because you raised amazing children, and now they're having their own lives. And now you get to be with your partner again. This is
the afterglow.
Yes. Like, it shouldn't be something scary. It should be something to
I like
look
that.
Forward
to. That's a new podcast we're going to do, the afterglow.
It should be empty nesters.
Right?
Yeah.
No, but no, I appreciate all that, because I look at myself like, man, what am I doing wrong? What the hell? Like, I'm a totally different person than I was 10, 15 years ago, where all I want to do is spend time with my wife. Like, and I just want to spend time with my wife. I love my kids, but I want time with my wife, and hopefully people listening, you get some things from what I'm speaking about. One, always keep dating your partner, whether you're together 1 week, 1 year, 7 years, 17 years, like me and Amber been together. Always keep dating your person, and make sure that you are dating your person. And make sure if you feel like that other person not dating you, you let them know that. Because that's important, because like you said, Gina, you let him know.
Oh, yeah.
There is no question.
Mm-hmm.
You let him, this is bothering me. Be upfront with your partner.
Ooh.
And it's okay to put the kids aside. Doesn't mean you not love your kids.
Not at all.
Date your person, go away without the kids, And lastly, make sure you have alone time. Go out with your friends, girl time, guy time. Mm-hmm. My friends, yeah. It doesn't matter if they're guys and girls. You guys are my friends. So I'm going out with guys and girls this weekend. That's my alone time. Like, I'm going away. We're talking about getting drunk on the flight, Carla.
Hell yeah.
We're talking about what spots we're going to eat at. That's my alone time. Make sure your other person has alone time on their own.
Or like even like truly alone time where it's like you are just by yourself and you get that time.
I'm real good at that. I'm trying to get better at seeing my friends more. That's something I'm working on prioritizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I want you guys to meet some of my LA friends so you can see where I come from and where and they can see where I'm like, at now.
It's all your fault. That's what we're gonna say.
I know. Your fault. Yeah.
Look what you did.
That's awesome. Well, to everyone listening to the podcast, we appreciate all the feedback and the number one problem everyone has with our podcast. We wish it was longer. So this is about 30 minutes in. Hopefully you're...
Oh, gonna, damn.
I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, this one. Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
It's all good.
I talked about my nipples, honey.
Me too.
So there it is. A half hour for your enjoyment. Now we'll probably have to do all half hours because not everyone will expect that.
If we
it's
have
a
time.
Treat.
Yeah.
You know what?
Surprise.
Just like every guy I've ever dated, I'm going to say this to you. No promises.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on episode...
I think it's 20?
20?
This is 19, right?
Is this 19 or is this 20?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is 19.
This is 19?
I think.
What I want to do for one of these, and we should do one of these while we're in LA this weekend, like do an LA...
Oh, hell.
Awesome.
I have a solution. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We're actually Airbnb-ing a house together, which should be good. We're going to be roommates for a couple of days. That's going to be dope. Mm-hmm. Be interesting. We're going to have a podcast at our little house in L.A.
Cabs are here.
The cabs are here.
Oh, no.
Oom is here.
Oh,
no,
God.
Wait, which member are you? I know which Carla is going to be from Jersey Shore.
Snooki?
I'm pretty sure you're going to be Snooki this weekend.
I don't know which one I am. Can I make a confession? I was not on the Jersey Shore thing.
Really?
I never cared
I really
for
liked
it.
Jersey Shore.
It took like, me a few seasons to watch it, and then I was like, I've been missing out.
Wait, so which one will you be this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Who do you think?
Jenny?
Maybe.
J-Wow?
So, Jenny is J-Wow.
I need to get a boob drop first, but yeah.
You have big boobies with the milk.
That's true.
Wait.
Maybe just some boob tape so they look
good.
Boob
tape. Who am I? I'm none of them, huh? Aww.
I feel like I've talked
You're
about
Vinny.
My...
You're Vinny. Vinny's the gayest.
If you took them all, yeah, Vinny's really metrosexual. Yeah, he's metrosexual. Yeah,
and
you'll be
nice.
Vinny.
Everyone loves Vinny.
He's
very,
yeah, you
very
are Vinny.
Nice and friendly.
You're Vinny.
Wow, yeah. y'all definitely turned that one into a compliment. Thank you.
Wait, am I Polly or am I Ronnie?
Or
are you the situation?
The situation. I do have a situation.
We don't hate you.
That's wasn't sure. Situation or Polly is like my two. I feel like you're a mix between them.
Everybody hates the situation?
No.
Not anymore. He turned his life around. I kind of turned my life around. Maybe I am the situation.
He used to be a little instigator. That
like
was
you're a big instigator.
All right, I'm the situation. I'm gonna be a situation in LA. All right, thank you for tuning into the podcast.
What is happening?
We'll see you on the radio 5:30 to 10, and then we'll see you in the next podcast.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.